Before I begin, I just want to say that sitting up here reminds me of how beautiful our music here is at Kingsway Lambton. The choir is astounding when you're this close. So thank you. And thank you to Oliver and to all of the musicians, choristers, and soloists. May these thoughts and words find a place in your hearts and minds, and may they be acceptable to our Lord God. If you look at the top of your bulletin, you will see that today is Outreach Sunday. So today we are reminded of the outreach and the reaching out that we, the family of Kingsway Lambton, do and should do for our brothers and sisters in and by the grace of God. The United Church of Canada calls this Peace Sunday. May peace, my peace I give to you, says the Lord. We are an engaged and engaging church. We have a strong vision of outreach and lending a helping hand. Our church, our UCW, our men's group continue to support many agencies and organizations doing great work for those who need a helping hand locally, nationally, and internationally. Our Honduras mission has been a strong support for the children of El Hogar for over 16 years. Our knitters group works continually throughout the year providing knitted clothing, blankets, and shawls. Out of the cold benefits by the hands-on work of our congregants. Church members stretch out helping hands in many, many ways with unfailing strength and resolution. Today, I want to reflect on our relationship to other people who live in different parts of the world and/or who walk different paths than ours. Today, I want us to ask ourselves, what is our relationship with these others who live far away from us and not always geographically? There has been a tremendous amount written in the past decade or so in the church and in the not-for-profit community in general about mission. The model of mission for many, many years has been one of the privileged helping the underprivileged, where the kindness of the lucky is shown to the unlucky. You might ask, what's wrong with that? Shouldn't the privileged help the less privileged? What is wrong with this model is that it is one-directional. It assumes the lesser privileged have nothing for us. Only we, the advantaged, have the money, the education, and the power to help. It assumes the poor or disadvantaged have nothing, and therefore have nothing to give. Now, it is true that some of us have economic and political powers, and some do not. That is, and always has been true. It is the unjust exercise of that power that results in poverty, abuse, untreated illness, and hunger. Money is not the root of all evil. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. The new model of mission is based on the premise that God lives in the other person and in all of us. And this is the equalizer. No matter how poor, humble, uneducated, dirty, ill, disadvantaged, or challenged the other may be, if we want to encounter God, we can look into their eyes. This goes both ways. A relationship based on seeing God in each other is a relationship of mutuality and equality. God is waiting, the church says, in the eyes of the other. In that honest encounter, we step into the grace and kingdom of God. We are empowered and encouraged to seek and serve Christ in all persons. We talk about feeding the poor and visiting the lonely and healing the sick. It sounds one-directional, but feeding, visiting, and healing are things that on some level every one of us needs, no matter how wealthy or healthy. We all live in some form of eternal prison. Being human, we all carry pain, and we all long to be fed, visited, and healed. When we honestly meet the other in our points of pain, when we have the courage to acknowledge our own shadows, we all are equalized. We long for relationships that feed and heal us. Being open to feeding and being fed, to visiting and being visited, healing and being healed, this is how the reconciliation of the world can happen. This is the new model of mission. To quote an Indigenous Australian activist named Lila Watson, this is what she says about mission. If you've come here to help me, you are wasting our time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together. The Reverend David Copley is the Episcopal Church's officer for mission personnel in the United States. In a sermon he prepared for World Mission Sunday, he says, "Mission is about being in a fully mutual and interdependent relationship in which we recognize that we are blood of the same blood, flesh of the same flesh. Where one person hurts, we all hurt. When one person is not able to live fully into their humanity because of a lack of human rights, then we are all in pain." He cites an example of this. When Boko Haram kidnapped over 270 girls in Nigeria, and you'll all remember that story, a global campaign spontaneously formed called Bring Back Our Girls. It was not bring back those Nigerian girls or bring back their girls. It was bring back our girls. Mission is about encountering the living God and living our lives guided by those encounters. And that is what mission is in its best sense. Mission is about reflecting on our relationship with God, with each other, and with ourselves. Mission is about seeing God as Peter, James, and John did on the mountaintop. And then it is about moving off the mountaintop and carrying that holy encounter, that dazzling light, into our lives and relationship with others. The Honduras Servants Teams begin with reflection. We ask ourselves, what experiences nurture our relationship with God? What experiences reveal God to us? And we spend time doing those things, meditating, worshiping, simplifying our lives. But God asks us to do something more than reflect. He also asks us to take our encounters with him, to be touched by them, transformed by them, and to share ourselves with all that comes next in our lives. God reminds us to live out his commandment to love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul, and to love others as ourselves. It is about relationships. Canadians mourn the loss of one of our best-known music legends this week, Gord Downey, lead singer for the Tragically Hip, lyricist and poet. The Tragically Hip's music appealed to so many, but not all, as music is in the ear of the beholder. But we know and agree that Gord's lyrics and poetry reflect an incredible talent. But it is another side of Gord Downey that has touched me far more than his music and his poetry. He gave a relationship and a personality to the Canadian Indigenous history with residential schools through the reawakening of the story of Chaney Wenjack, a young Ojibwe boy. Chaney was forced to live in a residential school in the far north, starting at the age of 9. He was 12 years old in 1966 when he ran away from the school and began his walk home some 600 kilometers away. He covered about 50 kilometers in late October, walking along the railway tracks, before succumbing to the cold and hunger and dying by the tracks. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Chaney's death. Gord Downey's work in raising awareness for the plight of the former residents of residential schools through bringing back to life Chaney's story creates a relationship between us, the lucky, and the others, the unlucky. They bore profound hurt then and carry it with them always. We all must feel that hurt that pain and that sorrow. We are all of the same body and blood in Christ. In that well-known and favorite passage that we heard a few moments ago, the prophet Micah says our duty to God is to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. We could consider reordering that and say our duty to God is to walk humbly with our God, to love mercy, and to act justly. Encounter God, be transformed by it, and then live out of that transformed life. Through our relationships, we can find God in the other, and we can bring God to the other. That is the new model of mission. It is a fulfillment of our covenant with the Lord to seek and serve Christ in all persons and to respect the dignity of every human being. A theme for outreach perhaps could be called this: encounter God, be transformed, love one another as you are loved. May the grace of God, the light and love of Jesus Christ, and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit guide us to encounter God, to be transformed, and to love one another this day and every day. Amen.